Anyway, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce our main speaker this evening, all the way from Fresno. Let's give it up for a warm welcome for Michael L.
My name's Michael L. I'm an alcoholic. You know, usually I don't get nervous when I go out to do speaking engagements, and you know what? I'm still not nervous, so I guess that's just the way it's going to roll tonight. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm at home in Alcoholics Anonymous, and it doesn't matter if I'm in Santa Maria or Fresno. I spoke last month at a men's recovery home in Sacramento, and when I get to carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, I know that I'm doing God's work. You know what I mean? And to reassure me, God sends me little messages and spiritual experiences along this path that I'm following. And, you know, I was standing out there thinking, you know what? I just spoke last night in Fresno. You know, which version of my story am I going to tell? You know, one, two, three, four, or five? I only have one story to tell. You know what I mean? But I can tell it to different places a little bit of different ways. You know, last night I told the old story about some bad choices I made when I was drinking. And you know what? I used to live not too far from here due to those choices I made while drinking. It was a place called the Lompoc United States Penitentiary, you know. So I was living down there for a while due to drugs and alcohol, you know. And my story does include some of the outside issues, you know what I mean? And there's no disrespect to Alcoholics Anonymous, because first and foremost, I found recovery in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? Even though I'm probably more of an addict, you know, in my mind than I am an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Because I never really, you know, I never had the GTs shaking, you know, I never had to get up in the morning and drink. But, you know, the thing about it was, is that the way I drank, you know, I was very unpredictable. I could not predict the outcome once I started drinking. I might drink one or two or three. I never drink one, you know, never, you know, but two or three. And then, you know, I just never knew what was going to happen or where I'd end up. You know, I could get amounts of clean time, I'll call it, you know, sober time, you know, and I'd go to meetings or not go to meetings, just kind of swear it off like our big book talks about. You know, I better not drink because I know what's going to happen, you know, something bad. It always ended bad, you know. And, you know, but the thing was is that I never found what I found when I joined the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. Because there's a difference in just going to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous and being a part of the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. You see, because for you, I always like to go to meetings. Me and my current sponsor, Jeff L., you know, we started at the same club years ago in the early 90s. And this little place about the half the size of this. You know what I mean? And they were smoking cigarettes, and there was hookers in there, and they were fighting, and it was crazy and wild, and man, it was great. I loved it. You know what I mean? And I think at the time, I wasn't drinking because my buddy got a DUI, and I started going to support him. You know what I mean? So we would just smoke weed. We wouldn't drink. You know what I mean? We'd just smoke weed, and we'd go in there. And there were some good stories, and there were some characters, man. I don't know if you've met some of the people in Alcoholics Anonymous like I've met over the years. There's some fucking crazy people, man, in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? Sober. You know what I mean? So, you know, I liked it. You know, I felt an attraction, you know what I mean? Enough attraction for me to keep coming back. And, you know what I mean? I would like to express one thing to everybody here tonight, you know, is that more so than getting a sponsor or more so than reading the book or more so than doing this or that or suggestions is keep coming back. If you leave tonight and drink tonight or use tonight or whatever you do, please come back.
That's right.
Please keep coming back. Because if you don't keep coming back, the miracle can't happen. You know what I mean? And you know what? The message that I got when I was standing out there vaping earlier was that white car pulled in and there was a sticker on it. It says, with God, all things are possible. You know what I mean? And I would like to employ you to find a connection with the higher power that I have found over these last 16 years. Is because I have a power now that I never had before. You know what I mean? I always had natural abilities. I could, you know, I could get a job and I could get a girlfriend or I could do the semi-basic stuff. You know what I mean? But I could never maintain those things in my life. You know what I mean? I was a short-term success guy. I could succeed like no other, man. You know what I mean? I would always tell myself this. When I get out of prison this time or out of jail or wherever I was, you know what I need? I need to get a girl, a car, and an apartment. And I would have those things in like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? And then I'd lose them all within 6 months at the longest. You know what I mean? And that was a series of things that would happen in my life. You know what I mean? And what happens is, you know, if you're anything like me, you're resilient. You know what I mean? When we fall, we get back up. You know, if you're an alcoholic and an addict like me, you know what I mean? You're tough as an old boot. You know what I mean? But even an old boot gets worn out sooner or later. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is that if you find what I have found in Alcoholics Anonymous, it's the easier, softer way. You know what I mean? It is so much easier living my life today, clean and sober, one day at a time, than it was doing the things I used to do. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go into the old story about why I ended up in Lompoc. I told that story last night, you know. There was some stuff, you know what I mean? I made a withdrawal and I didn't have an account. Okay, we'll see if it's that. On more than one occasion. Okay, so, well, this, you know, that's just kind of, you know, that's just part of my sordid past. But, the thing about it was, man, is that, my life as an early child, you know, I want to talk about that a little bit. Because, you know, a lot of times people blame their upbringing on their alcoholism or their drug addiction. I mean, and I'm not going to say that's an extenuating factor, because it is. You know what I mean? So, you know, I grew up with the worst alcoholic mother I've ever seen. I mean, half Native American, half Caucasian, and when she drank, she was very mean. And she used to beat me with a belt till my legs would bleed, you know what I mean? And she would tell me that I looked like my father, and I didn't know because I'd never seen him, you know what I mean? And then she would leave me in places where I was subject to abuse at an early age, you know what I mean? Where I was sexually molested as a young child, you know what I mean? And I can go on and tell you these things that happened to poor me, you know what I mean? To poor Michael, you know what I mean? But the thing about it is, that's not what made me an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic is because I can't control myself when I drink. And I can't control the things I do when I drink. It's not about how much you drink or where you drink. You know what I mean? It's about the inside, what it does to you. You know, the inability to control yourself and to moderately drink, to sociably drink. You know, our book tells us the difference between the moderate drinker, you know what I mean, the hard drinker, and the true alcoholic. You know what I mean? You know, the moderate drinker and the hard drinker may drink more than the real alcoholic. You know what I mean? You can't put an amount on it. You know what I mean? You can't do that. You can't define us easily. You know what I mean? It's crazy because we're all different in here. You know what I mean? It says normally we wouldn't mix. You know what I mean? But yeah, when you come in here, you can feel the love and you can feel the unity in this room. You know what I mean? And we all came from somewhere else. You know what I mean? But yet tonight we're here for the common purpose. You know what I mean? My sponsors drilled into me over the years that Alcoholics Anonymous is nothing more and less than one alcoholic helping another. You know what I mean? You can talk all this other stuff you want. You can put, you know, this, that, the other. But that's what the basis is. You know what I mean? One alcoholic can basically gain the trust, our book says, of another alcoholic. You know, in a matter of a short period of time just by talking to him. You know what I mean? That professionals can't find. I like to involve, you know, my program that I've kind of grown kind of comfortable in over the years, but in the early years when I would go to Alcoholics, like I was telling you about, I just went because there was an attraction. And you know what I mean? I gauged my recovery by how many meetings I went to. And I did that for maybe on and off in my long-term recovery too. Well, I must be okay. God, I went to 5 meetings this week. You know, God, I've been to 3 meetings today as I raise my voice. You know? Yelling and saying, God, I went to 3 meetings. Jeez. What the hell does that mean? What does that equate to? You know what I mean? Nothing. It means nothing. You know, it's not a numbers game, one of that, but yet it is a numbers game. You know what I mean? Because our program is based on 24 hours. That's it. Now, most of us sleep 6 to 8 hours a night. You know what I mean? So now you're down to 16 hours. That's not a lot to deal with, really. And most of us become employed or employable when we get to Alcoholics Anonymous. So if you go to work 6 to 8 hours a day, you know what I mean? Now you're down to 8 hours a day that you got to deal with. You know what I mean? Now, if you take one of those 8 hours and you go to a meeting, it takes 15 minutes to get to the meeting and 15 minutes to get back home. That's like an hour and a half. You're down to like 5.5, 6.5 hours that you really have to deal with. You know what I mean? Then if you start incorporating the principles of service, you know, maybe you're going to a meeting and you're doing some service work, or you're going to a business meeting, or you're helping a newcomer, sponsoring people. You know what I mean? So this, I have found, is the easier, softer way. You know what I mean? I was at a meeting in Redlands, California last year, and I ran into a guy that I had seen in my first couple of years, 2, 3, 4, 5 years sober. And he said the same thing I heard, and I was like, wow, is that the same guy? And I talked to him, it was the same guy. We were at a meeting outside of a casino down south in San Diego. So this guy was illustrating the steps. And you know what I mean? I kind of like analogies or things that I can relate to. you know, more so than books and, you know, figures and stuff like that. So he was telling me, you know, that, and he used the term peace treaty. You know, I'm part Native American, so the treaty thing kind of sticks out with me a little bit, you know. You know, so he was talking about it's a peace treaty when you come to Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12 steps. So step 1, 2, and 3 is you're making peace with God. And I was like, well, I can, that's, well, you look at the steps. Okay, we met, can believe, make a decision, God. Okay, so I'm making peace with God. Now I'm on to 4, 5, and 6. Wow, I made a searching for this already myself, the inventories, and maybe God. Wow, now I'm making peace with me at 4, 5, and 6. Wow, now what I got to do? Oh, 7, 8, and 9. Now I'm making peace with others. Wow, and I was like, wow, I've never thought of it that way. You know what I mean? So now I've made peace with God, I've made peace with myself, I've made peace with others, and now what do I do? 10, 11, I keep the peace. Well, son of a gun. You know what I mean? It's, you know, this is the easier, softer way, and we make it so difficult. You know, especially when we first get here. God, you know, you got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to read the first 164 pages. You know how much I read when I was in Lompoc? You know what I mean? Gosh, you know what I mean? This is a thing. It's not like these. We don't ask you to do a bunch of stuff. Like, you ain't got to go dig ditches or something. You know what I mean? You ain't got to go pick up trash on the side of the freeway, even though some of us end up doing that. You know what I mean? I never got to. I kind of wanted to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? But, you know, the thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is that there's a place for all of us. You know what I mean? And this, those 12 steps can be personally, you know, kind of fit for you. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, we're all different, but we're all the same. You know what I mean? The thing about it is that we come into this room and we hear people speak and we hear people share from the heart. You know what I mean? Last night, I told you I was speaking in Fresno last night. And I've spoke quite a bit over the years, and but, you know, there's always somebody in the room, even in Fresno, that obviously hasn't heard my story. And there was a young man there last night, and he's actually being sponsored by one of my sponsees. You know what I mean? Which I didn't know until last night. And he's working on his 4 steps, starting his 5th step. And, you know, he was talking prior, before the meeting, about how it's not really, he doesn't feel it. You know what I mean? He's just kind of going through the motions. He doesn't feel it. You know what I mean? And somewhere last night, lightning struck last night. And this big old Mexican kid, you know what I mean? Big guy. You know, he just started bawling and he couldn't stop. And then after the meeting, he was crying. You know what I mean? I said, man, are you all right? He goes, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. And he's a big guy. And I'm like, man, are you all right? He goes, man, it's happening. And he's like, I'm a good old patient. And it's funny now, man. But this is almost an hour later, he's still just pouring tears, man. You know what I mean? And that wasn't nothing that I said, but it was the power of a higher power. You know what I mean? Yeah. That reached through me. And I don't even know what I said. I don't know what it was that got him. You know, I told the bank robbery story and the chili dog story and some other stuff. And I'm not sure which part it was that got him, but something got him, man. And that's the thing about it, is that we don't know. You don't know when's your time. But, you know, they talk about, you know, it's hard to catch lightning twice in the same bottle. You know what I mean? So when your time strikes, man, and you have that spiritual experience, and, you know, this up here, that's in the back of our book. They're talking about the spiritual experience. And it goes on to talk about this a little bit. Read it. It's in the back of the book. And that spiritual experience, you know, we have a bunch of those throughout our lifetime. You know what I mean? In and out of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? But we have those spiritual experiences that, you know, when I used to have spiritual experiences when I almost got busted. You know what I mean? Almost, man. God, that was a close one. I would be so happy. And God, man, everything's good. I'm not going to jail. Oh, man, I got away. You know what I mean? And how long would that last? Thank you, God, for not getting me busted. And 12 minutes later, man, there I would go doing the same stuff, you know. So those spiritual experiences that we find, you know what I mean, are different than the spiritual awakening that you get as a result of working the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? You can only ride so far on the pink cloud or a spiritual experience. Because sometimes we come into Alcoholics Anonymous and we're so beat up and tore down, you know, if you're anything like me, you know what I mean, that when you're just not drinking and just not using, my first sponsor told Jeff and I that, man, if that's all you guys do is just don't drink and don't use drugs, your life will get better. I remember that, man. And you know what? I did. I didn't drink and I didn't use. My life got better. You know what I mean? But see, that wasn't enough to keep me sober long term. You know what I mean? Because you can come in, God, you'll feel better. If you're not hungover and you got, you know, God, you're eating and sleeping, you're going to feel better. God, man. You know, it's basic stuff. It's not rocket science. You know what I mean? And, you know, and my other friend Mike G spoke at Fresno Fellowship a couple weeks ago, and he's talking about the first, you know, his first 6 months or whatever it was, when he figured out that Alcoholics Anonymous was working, was when he wasn't broke before payday. Yep. He had money on Friday. You know what I mean? Because when he was drinking and using, he'd be broke on Monday. You know what I mean? Have to go through all week borrowing gas money, you know, starving, whatever, you know, fronting from the liquor store, all the stuff that we do, you know, to continue to live the way we live. You know what I mean? And so we have little success stories in Alcoholics Anonymous, man. You know, the first success story is your first day. It's one day. You know what I mean? Because that's what this program is about, is one day. Man, somebody in here, you know, some of the newcomers, I hope that you can get one day. Because after you get that one day, you can get 2 days. You know what I mean? And that's what this program is built on. You know, I didn't get 16, almost 17 years, 5 years at a time. You know what I mean? I told my sponsor years ago, I think when I got out of Lompoc or wherever I was at, that, you know, you get too many years and not enough days and you drink. That's what happens. You know what I mean? So I try to, you know, and one of my favorite sayings is by Golda Meir. I said this last night, but she says, don't be so humble, you're not that great. You know what I mean? And that's for me, man, I just got to try to keep it simple and keep myself right-sized. And sometimes that's hard to do, you know what I mean, because I've come so far. You know what I mean? I've come from a dope-shooting, junkie, alcoholic, parolee, man. You know what I mean? I've got out the gate with couple $100 and nowhere to go, you know what I mean, and nothing, you know what I mean, and today, it's different, you know, today it's different, you know what I mean, and that's nothing that I didn't have the power and control over those things, you know, but what I did was I kept coming back, I kept getting honest, you know what I mean, and I faltered along the way, you know, on occasion I would, you know, at 5 years, I was doing things that I didn't do at 6 years. You know, at 7 years, something might have been okay that I wasn't okay with on 8 years. You know what I mean? Because the road gets narrower. You know what I mean? We have to learn how to live a day at a time and make peace with ourselves and others. You know, to keep that peace, that 10, 11, 12, man. Because if not, you know, for me, as I've experienced over the years, is that, like, if you have a home group, you know, and you get sick and tired of that meeting. God, you go in there, and this might be people you love, and it's just like, oh my God, I'm so, and you're having the conversation in your head. God, there's that Jeff. I know exactly what Jeff's going to say. God, Alex, I know exactly what Alex is going to say. I don't need to go to that meeting because I know, you know what I mean? And I've already suffered contempt prior to investigation. You know what I mean? I've already excluded myself, singled myself out, put myself on a pedestal, isolated myself. You know what I mean? And then what happens is then you get isolated and you get distant from the group, you get distant from the program, you stop. And, you know, for me, if you're an alcoholic like me, you know what I mean? I might stop going to meetings today. I might go for a year, maybe two, who knows? Maybe a week, I don't know. You know what I mean? But most likely, the chances are very high that I will drink again. You know what I mean? And I know for me, to drink is to die. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a badass. I'm not a big super convict criminal guy. But you know what? When I was in prison, and then I did another prison term too after that, you know, I was very comfortable in prison. I got very comfortable there. You know what I mean? I got very comfortable just reading and exercising and 3 meals. And I got very comfortable. You know what I mean? And it kind of scared me, you know. And I had a spiritual experience one time while I was incarcerated. You know what I mean? And I hadn't drank and hadn't used in quite some time. You know what I mean? And I was selling drugs and narcotics inside. You know what I mean? Because that's how I always had the power and the control. And our dilemma is the lack of power. You know what I mean? So we use things, people, places, and things to illustrate that we have power, to trick ourselves thinking we have the power. You know what I mean? I was in my cell one day, and I was thinking, man, I got it going on. I got it going on. I was in my cell, man. It was all polished. I was like, man, I got it going on. Looking in the mirror, I was all healthy, all buffed. And I was like, man, I got it going on. You know what I mean? I'm having this conversation. And I look under my bed, and I got all these canteen soups and coffee. And, oh, man, I got it going on. Yeah, I got it going on. And I got a package coming from tomorrow. The guy's going to pick it up. He yells me, I got it going on. You know what I mean? And I look out my little window. I got a little window like this. And I look out. I got it going on. You know what I mean? I put my little flag in the door and flag it so I get my door open. Ah, yeah, I got it going on. God, man. It's crazy how we think. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know what I mean? And, you know, at that time, I heard a voice, just like I'm speaking to you right now, and says, and this is all you'll ever have. Wow, man. You know what I mean? That was one profound spiritual experience, you know, in my life. And like I said, sometimes they work long enough to get you to the help that you need, and then sometimes they don't. But sometimes you just go on that spiritual experience, and it wears off. You know what I mean? Then we return to our active alcoholism. You know what I mean? So, you know, for me, it's been a good ride. It's been a good ride, you know. So, going to meetings, you know, I like to go to meetings. I like to go out and speak. I like to do things I normally don't do. My girlfriend and I, we go to some of the same meetings together, and we'll go out with a group of people. It's hard for me to go out with a group of people after a meeting. God, it just is, man. I don't feel like one of the, you know, I just don't feel like one of you guys at times, you know. On certain groups, some I do, but it's just uncomfortable for me to do that. You know, to sit down and to laugh. It sounds like sometimes that everybody else is laughing and talking and having a good time, and I'm still in that bubble. You know, the bubble is our alcoholism. You know what I mean? The isolation bubble. You know, I've been in rooms, parties going on, people doing, you know, all kinds of stuff, and I felt like I was all alone. You know what I mean? And see, that was the separation that I had, man. I was always separate. And, you know, I was, you know, kind of popular in school. I had a decent, you know, life, kind of more or less. You know, there were some bad things, yeah, but, you know, it was okay. You know, there's always worse. You know, I always like to kind of look at it that way, too, man. A lot of people had it worse than I did. And that's why I can't blame, you know, what happened to me at early life from alcoholism, because after, you know, there's also another, I don't want to lose my train of thought, but I was trying to incorporate something that I had found years ago, and I'm not Christian, you know, I don't really follow a religious church-oriented background, you know, I used to go to church with my grandmother when I was 11, because she would let me drive the car, and it was like 10 or 12 miles away. And I would go to church. So I knew of a God and a Jesus, and I knew about those things. But it kind of scared me because at the church that she went to was like hellfire and brimstone. And you know what I mean? I was a young man growing up, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. So I always had that kind of separation from God, you know, because I knew the stuff I was doing, I was going to hell, you know. And then the mentality that I talked about last night is when you're doing stuff, well, God, I'm already doing it. I might as well just keep doing it. You know what I mean? That was like, you know, robbing the banks. I robbed one. I was like, oh, my God, I robbed the bank. God, I might as well just keep doing it. You know what I mean? That's the mentality that we do. You know, we start drinking. Just might as well just go. You know, and then we get the poor me syndrome. You know, you're stuck in it and you can't stop. You know, and that's the thing about it is that once I start, I can't stop. You know, what do you do when you can't stop? You keep going. You know what I mean? Until the wheels fall off. You know, so... You know, Alcoholics Anonymous is that easier, softer way. We get to come in here and we get to truly find out who we are. You know, because a lot of us, you know, we went through life pretending to be some, you know, something we weren't. You know what I mean? Try to assimilate. You know, our book talks about the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, fitting in. You know what I mean? I could fit in anywhere, man. You know, I'll roll in if it's, you know, Hispanic, I'm with the Hispanics. Oh, my grandma's white. I can come over here to the white people. You know what I mean? Oh, God. You know, I grew up in this neighborhood. I can go over there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Oh, gosh. You know, I was locked up with Mac Dre. I can go with the black people, you know, hang out with him. You know, it's, you know, those are the types of things that we do, man. And I would be comfortable. You know, everywhere I could assimilate. You know, I can quickly talk like other people talk. You know what I mean? And, you know, those are the types of things, but you never find out who you really are. Right. And you see, that's the magic of the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is that we get to find out who we are. You know what I mean? I could never say I'm insecure and fearful, especially when I used to go to prison. I couldn't walk in the yard and say, hey, I'm insecure and fearful. He's insecure and fearful. Wow, man, that doesn't equate, man. I lived a life that didn't equate, you know what I mean? When I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I found out that I was full of fear. You know what I mean? My fear, I'm not fearless today, but I fear less. You know what I mean? I don't feed the fire of fear. You know what I mean? Because if you're dealing with a problem today, most likely it's a lot of fear. You know what I mean? That's most of our problems are based around fears of stuff that probably will never happen. You know what I mean? That's the thing about it. What's crazy is if your disease is like my disease, God, I'm thinking about stuff that hasn't even happened, probably won't happen, and yet I ruin my whole day thinking about it. God, I've had conversations with myself and just fired up, and Jesus Christ, man. And it never happened. Never happened. Wasted all the energy and time. So I try to, you know, I don't really, like I said, I fear less today. You know, I'm not fearless, but I fear less. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, when they talk about, you know, in the promises about, you know, the fear of financial insecurity will leave you. You know, I got a job today. You know, I make money. I pay my bills. You know, am I rich? No. You know what I mean? But, you know, God, I got money today. And that was like Mike G was talking about, you know, last month. I said, you know what? I think ever since I came to Alcoholics Anonymous and really started to become productive and trying to be a responsible member of society, you know what I mean? I haven't had to worry about stuff like that, man. You know, I can put tires in my car and I have insurance. You know, I told last night that, you know, I don't have any children. You know, I was incarcerated a lot. I never really, you know, found the right woman to have kids with. And, you know, but so I'm kind of like a grown-up kid in a way. You know what I mean? I have a bunch of toys that, you know, I didn't have when I was younger because I didn't have any money. Because I spent it all on booze and alcohol and drugs. You know, so it's a different life today. But, you know, also that the gifts that sobriety has given me today is that, you know, I get to do things that I never thought I'd get to do. You know what I mean? I never thought that I would get to plan with a partner a trip to Thailand next year. Or actually this year. You know what I mean? I could never do that. God, I couldn't even get to Pismo. I had a hard time getting to Pismo, man. We're going to run out of gas in Kettleman City, man. We ain't got money for gas. We might be able to get some beer in Kettleman, you know. You know, those, and now, you know, so hope, you know, God willing, you know, at the end of the year, I'll be a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous in Thailand. Wow, how does that happen, man? How does that happen to a guy like me? You know what I mean? Because I was undeserving. You know what I mean? Because I thought I got, what I got is what I thought I deserved. You know what I mean? And I think we fall into that fallacy. You know, the fallacy is an untruth that we believe to be real. You know what I mean? So those fallacies that we grew up with, I'm no good, I'm not good enough, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that. Man, we're all human, man. We're all human, we're all brothers and sisters in this road together. And we're just all trying to get the same thing, is just to show that we care about it and love each other. You know what I mean? We always just want to be a part of, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is that you get to love people that don't think they deserve love and don't know how to love. You know what I mean? And I don't, you know, my buddy Manny here from Fresno, he was, and I know he doesn't mind me telling this, but I was doing H&I, you know, service work for years. That's part of my thing is, man, is I go to do H&I at drug rehabs and give a message of hope to these guys because I know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to go to rehab, but I know what it's like to go to jail and get out with nothing. You know what I mean? So same thing, you know what I mean? We have nothing. We're you know, completely insecure. We're fearful. You know what I mean? But when you see somebody that's came from the same place and they've succeeded, you might have a glimmer of hope thinking, man, I can do it too. I can do it one day at a time. You know what I mean? And that's the beautiful thing about this program, once again, is just one day. So whatever you're fearful of today, it may not come to pass or it might minimize itself. You know, we have another friend in common that talks about, you know, sometimes when you get out of bed for no apparent reason, you get out of bed in the morning and it's a fuck day. God, man. It's the same as yesterday was basically. But you get up and just like, oh my God, you're not feeling it, man. You got to go to work. Whatever you got to do, you're just like, oh my God. You know what? Oh, everything. Everything, man. It's just like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Jeez. You know, you're just moping around and God. And it's Tuesday. You know, yesterday or Wednesday, whatever it is, there's no change. You're living in the same house, sleeping in the same bed. You know what I mean? You drive the same car, going to the same job. But for no apparent reason, something's changed. You know what I mean? And one of our friends talks about the buzzards that sitting on the end of the bed. You know what I mean? You know, we were talking about that on the way over here, and I was thinking about that. And it's crazy, man. But the thing is, today we have a way out. You know what I mean? We have a way out. If you follow some principles and suggestions, You mean in the program? You know, and we got to talking way over here. And just talking to another alcoholic, you know what's crazy is that Jeff and I, my sponsor Jeff, you know, we've known each other since the early 90s. You know, we came in together, I went back out, he stayed. And Jeff is the only man in my life today that if I'm going through something or if something's troubled me, and I don't have a lot of troubles. You know, I mean, I'm usually pretty good, you know, every once in a while. I do something stupid and I got to get recentered. But the only thing I have to do is just hear his voice. He says about five words, man. And whatever I'm going through falls off. It's like, wow, that is the power and the complete confidence that I have in my sponsor. So if you don't have a sponsor, or if you're looking for a sponsor, you find one person that you can just maybe relate to a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't have to act like them, look like them, or talk like them. You know what I mean? But make sure they're grounded in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And guess what? That person can help you attain a life that you never thought you would have. And that's what I found, man. I found a good life. You know what it's like today? Today at 8:30 in the morning, about 8:40, my first sponsee got to my house. You know, so Sundays from like 8:30 in the morning to 12:30, I have like four or five sponsees come, and we get in the book, we talk about what's going on with their program, where they're at, what step they are working. You know what I mean? Because if you're not working a step, you're not working the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? Each of us, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can be at 16 years if you're not on step 10, or if you're not on step 3, or sometimes step 1. You know what I mean? Because we forget we're powerless. We forget what unmanageability looks like. You know, even though if we have stuff in our life today, we think it's manageable. No, I don't know about that. But, you know, so that's how I live today. No matter what's going on. You know what I mean? Sunday mornings, I meet with my sponsees. That's my job. You know what I mean? I used to work 7 days a week. You know, I started my own business about 7-8 years ago. And, man, it's pretty successful. And, you know, I've gained some success now where I get to be able to help people more so than I ever did. You know, God, I was watching that St. Jude's Children Hospital thing. God, man, I was watching it. I said, oh, God, where's my debit card? Jesus Christ. Had to get that out. And I don't say that because I'm, you know what I mean? And I was, it was like 1999. And I was like, you tight ass, you can afford more. You blow $100 on some bullshit every week. You know what I mean? So I got to up it a little bit. You know what I mean? And I get to do things like that. And this is from a guy that couldn't do things like that before. I couldn't contribute every month to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. It's not my fault they're sick, kids. You know what I mean? I can quit, you know? God. It's not, you know, God bless them, really, but, you know, I keep it real as I can, man. You know what I mean? I keep it real. But, you know, because for years, my favorite part of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous was that as ex-problem drinkers, our very lives depend upon our constant thought of others and how we can what? Help meet their needs. You see, I didn't read that part. It was meet their needs. So I used to try to help for about 4 or 5 years, man. If you needed help, I was there, man. I'm going to help you. God will help you, need money, whatever. You need a car, let's go, come on. You know what? And I was killing myself. And then one day I read it again. I was like, oh, no, it's help meet their needs, not meet their needs. You see, because you're an alcoholic, if you're an alcoholic and an addict like I am, boy, you will work people, man. You know what I mean? Anybody ever been worked in the rooms? You know what I mean? Remember, we're a bunch of sick people, man. You know what I mean? A bunch of us have targets on us. You know, and for years, man, and then I would get resentments behind it. Oh, man, I helped him get a car, and he got drunk the next week. You know what I mean? Oh, God. I did that a couple times, and I was like, man. And then finally, I said, no, I ain't doing that no more. You know what I mean? And or you loan somebody money, you're worried about getting it back. Like, oh, God, I shouldn't have loaned him money. Jesus Christ. And then I equate how much, God, I had to paint baseboards for 4 days to get that money to loan that guy. And I, oh, geez. You know what I mean? So, you know, this magical magnifying mind that we have, you know, it works overtime. You know, I start thinking as soon as my eyes open, man, in the morning, God, I'll just be in all directions. So I have to harness it back in. And just do a prayer and a meditation. Just be thankful for the day. Hey, man, I got another shot today. You know, I get to live one more day. How can I be useful or helpful to another alcoholic? How can I help somebody? Maybe not an alcoholic. But how can I be useful today? You know what I mean? How can I make use of the air I breathe today? You know what I mean? To my brothers and sisters on this big planet. You know what I mean? Because I'm a very small piece of a big thing, man. You know, so, you know, it's crazy. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous, my life today. You know, I have a small painting business, and I get to go to different places sometimes. And, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago, there's an investor down in San Diego, and I had painted a motel in near Fresno for him. So he started sending me all over to these motels to paint these motels. And so he sent me to Colorado, to Grand Junction, Colorado. So I get there, and I'd never been to Colorado before. And I get there, and they tell me the motel's about the same size as the one I painted Oceanside. And I get there, dude, it's about 5 times bigger than the one I painted Oceanside. I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Automatically, my mind is just, oh, my, how am I going to, I'll never be able to finish this job, man. I got to move to Colorado. You know what I mean? And he's just thinking, man, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. And then I go into the front office, and I'm looking around, and there's a thing there that says Colorado State Convention and the dates. And I'm thinking, oh, Alcoholics. My God took me all the way to Fresno, California, to Grand Junction, Colorado, to be at the Colorado State Convention. Wow. One of my bosses that taught me the painting business, you know, he used to tell me, can you paint a wall? Yeah. Well, can you paint a big wall? Well, I guess so. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's how I kind of grew my business. You know what I mean? If you can paint a room, you can paint 2 rooms. You know what I mean? If you can get 1 day, you can get 2 days. You know, for me, if I can paint 1 motel, I can paint a big motel. You know, that's just the way it works. You know, and so I didn't paint motels for a while. I tried to stay home and went to the same meetings for years and years. And then recently I went to Sacramento. I told you guys I spoke at a men's recovery home up in Sacramento. Hadn't been in a motel in about 3 years. And I go up there and I look at the job, and it's on the Air Force Base, and it's a really nice motel, you know, at the Lionsgate. And whenever I go out of town, I always go to local meetings. You know, that's the first thing I do. I love it. You know, it's my life. The Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, I love going to meetings and hearing different stories and seeing different people. You know what I mean? I love it. That's a big part of my life today. So I'm there, and I go to this meeting on a Tuesday, and it's a real small meeting. There's only like 3 old people and another lady. It's like 4 people, you know what I mean? We get in there, and there's our sister fellowship, NA, on the other side, and it's jamming, man. Packed, all kinds of people. And man, I was sitting there, and I look over there, and all these people, having a good time. And I'm sitting there with Maude and Glenn, and you know, just really. And you know what I mean? And they were so grateful to have some people from out of town. There was 2 of us, you know what I mean? And they said they were barely holding on to that meeting, you know what I mean? And their doors were open for the person that was looking for a meeting, and that was me that day. You know what I mean? And I got to attend that meeting for like 3 or 4 weeks while I was there. So it was really good. But the announcement that was made at that meeting was, the Spring Fling will be held this weekend at the Lionsgate Motel. I'm like, hey, I'm paying the Lionsgate. It happened again, man. Lightning struck again. I got to go to the Spring Fling. You know? I didn't know nothing about the Spring Fling, man. So we go down there, and it's right there where I'm painting at the Spring Fling. And there was, I don't know, a couple thousand people. It was huge. It was big. It was like, wow, man. I didn't even know about it. I didn't control none of this. I didn't manage none of this. I didn't look it up. No websites, nothing. Didn't have to enter no email, passwords, nothing. I just, yeah, you know, that's how my God works today, and it's crazy. You know what I mean? I was not planning. You know, well, kind of planning, but you know, you never know where you're going to be or what message you have to deliver. But the thing about it is that, you know, years ago I spoke at a place called, I think, the West Side Fellowship. My sponsor knows about that. So the West Side Fellowship, and you know, this is, I don't know, maybe 6, 7 years ago when I spoke, and you know, nothing much came out of it. Didn't look like anybody really gave a shit or really wanted to get sober. To be honest, I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? I was thinking, that was a waste of an hour. I'll never get that one back. But, I'm doing, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm doing God's work. Supposed to be there, this and that. And so, like, a year or two goes by, you know, and I'm at the Northeast Fellowship, which is in Clovis near Fresno. And I'm just stopping by to get a cup of coffee. I'm working in the neighborhood. I said, you know, I'll stop by and grab a cup of coffee. You know, I know a couple people there, and I'm getting my coffee. And this lady walks up behind me, and she goes, excuse me, aren't you Michael L? And I turned around, and I was like, yeah. And I didn't know who she was. And she goes, I heard you speak at the West Side Fellowship 2 years ago. And I've been sober ever since. She goes, I had 1 day, and it freaked me out. I was like, wow, you know what I mean? And It's just things like that that happen from time to time. You know what I mean? And I don't know what I said or how it impacted her or if it made that much of a difference. You know what I mean? But the way she made it sound is that there was something in my message that night that made her get a sponsor and keep coming back. And she was almost 2 years sober. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's cool. You know what I mean? And I get to experience things like that. You know, I get to experience, you know, seeing people's lives change in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? For the better, not for the worse. You know what I mean? Because I was always able to make things worse for people. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's my work day to try to make people's lives better today. You know, one day at a time. And that's all I can do because our 12th suggestion says that we tried. We tried. You know what I mean? And that's what I do today is I try. I try to impact people, you know, because I'm getting ready to close too. We got a long drive back. But, you know, the thing about it is Alcoholics Anonymous, there's basically, in my opinion, remember, everything I've said up here is just the way I see it. You know what I mean? It's not written in stone. But there's only two type of people that come to Alcoholics Anonymous, okay? Regardless whether they're alcoholics or not. But either they've lost everything or they're about to lose everything. I almost got a DUI last night. I better go to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? I almost got pulled over last night and I had open container. I better go to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen, man. We either get here and we've lost everything, man. Or on the flip side, you're about to lose everything. You know what I mean? And that's been my experience, you know, and that's the experience that I see in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? But I've also seen the experience of people changing their lives. And I would judge people, and I still do. You know what I mean? That's one of my defects of characters. I judge people, you know, automatically. I can look at, and my sponsor does too. He's judging me right now. So, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, I think I know so much, and I really know so little. You know what I mean? Because I used to look at people walk in the rooms, I'd be like, oh, he ain't got a chance. Yeah, poor guy, he ain't got a chance. You know, and then 5 years later, you see him, he's got a girlfriend and a car and a job, and he's doing great, and you're like, God, I'm wrong again. So I enjoy being wrong today. You know what I mean? That's something I thought I could never say. I you know what? And I don't really relate to the people that come in for 30, 60, 90 days and fucking win the lottery and get a new car and a promotion and get married and, you know, buy a house. I just don't relate. I relate to the people that struggle. You know what I mean? I relate to the people that, you know, that it's not easy doing what we do. You know what I mean? It's not easy. It's not easy, but you know what? This is the easier, softer way. For me, personally, this is so much easier than what I used to have to do. You know, to the extremes, to the places I had to go, the things I had to do. This is the easier, softer way. You know what I mean? I'm a numbers guy at the end of the day, like I told you about the 24 hours. You know what I mean? I give up 1 hour a day, I get 23 hours back. That's a pretty good deal. You know, that's a damn good deal. One for 23. If you knew somebody that gave you $2,300, if you gave them $100, you would find that person every day. You would, man. I would. That guy gave me $2,300 and I gave him $100. That's what it's like, kind of, if you look at it in those terms. God, man, I give up an hour, I get 23 hours back. Wow, that's a good deal. I like good deals. I've always liked good deals. When I was out there, I loved a good deal. I didn't like a bad deal. I don't want no bunk stuff. I want good stuff. You know what I mean? Take it from a man that likes good stuff. Okay, if you've nothing else that you've heard tonight, if you like the good stuff like I like the good stuff, I wouldn't have stuck around here for 16 and a half years if this stuff didn't work. If this wasn't the good stuff, I would have left a long time ago. I would have said, you know what? This shit don't work. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I followed the tradition. I followed the principles. I did everything they asked me. I did everything they asked me to do, and it doesn't work. You know what I mean? Our literature says rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. You know, in my eyes, it's rarely have we seen a person follow the path. Right. You know what I mean? They rigorously follow the path. That I ain't judging. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? So I see the people that come in and I'm going to leave you with this. I'll close in the next 2 or 3 minutes. You know, so I'm in Colorado, and I judge this guy automatically. I think I'm still smoking cigarettes at the time. So I'm outside smoking a cigarette. I see this guy, skinny guy. I like skinny guys. And he's over there smoking. He's kind of off to himself, and it looks like he's talking to himself. And I'm thinking, oh, God. I don't even want to go by him. I'm going to go over here. He's over there talking to himself. Smoking. Kind of going in circles, and he's got a suit on. You know, God. Every one of those guys, jeez. You know, and I look at him, and, you know, I don't talk to him. I introduce myself. You know, I judged him completely. You know, some crazy dude smoking, talking to himself. Jesus. So we get in there. This is a big convention, Colorado State Convention. And the keynote speaker that night was a guy from Sandusky, Ohio, from the original one of the original groups of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? So they introduce him. Well, son of a bitch. It's that guy, man. And he gets up, and I'm thinking, oh, I got again, man. So he gets up there, and this guy, I guess he was just practicing his pitch, you know, just going through it. And man, he was incredible. I got so much out of that guy, man. He shared from the heart. He was powerful. He came from a Baptist church, and his dad was a preacher, and he carried the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And he says, you can walk into any room of Alcoholics Anonymous anywhere you go, anywhere around the world. And within a minute, you can tell, and not by judging people, but you can tell the people that are working a program. Just as easily, you can tell the people who aren't. You know what I mean? Recovery is predictable. You know what I mean? If you don't follow suggestions, if you don't know what we do, you know what I mean? You're not going to get what we got. You know what I mean? If you come in here just to get your court card signed, or if you're just here, just not drinking, not using, still isolating, still lonely, still in pain, not getting out of yourself, yeah, I mean, recovery is predictable, just like relapse. You know what I mean? And for those of us who are still going in and out, you know, if you drink, you use, you come back, whatever. You know, for me, you know, that's what we do. We drink. An alcoholic drinks. You know, so the miracle is when we don't drink. The miracle is what happens when we work the steps and we don't drink one day at a time, no matter what, and we keep coming back. That's the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I mean? So for those of you who haven't worked the steps and you drink tonight, that's what alcoholics do, man. Don't beat yourself up. Keep coming back. You know what I mean? But if you get through the steps, if you work the steps and you get a part of this, you know what I mean? And then you drink, you know, you're a couple years in and work the steps and have that spiritual experience. Woo, that's a tough one, man. And I've seen it happen, man. That's tough. That's a relapse. That is a relapse. You know what I mean? If you drink, you're an alcoholic. You drink again, you're an alcoholic. You know what I mean? So there's a difference. Don't beat yourself up. You know that relapse word? Oh, I relapsed. You drank. Okay, you drank. You're an alcoholic. You know what I mean? You haven't worked the steps. You went to 8 meetings and you drank? Yeah. You know what I mean? God, there you go. Wow. No way! You relapsed? Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Hey, man. Keep coming back. Just keep coming back, you know? And get that one day, get that 2 days, find someone you can talk to, get a book. If you ain't got a book, I'll buy you a book. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just want to let you guys know, it's been a great, great experience tonight for me to come share a little bit about myself and my recovery with you guys, you know, and to know there's a lady back at our home group, you know, and she says every time, and I hate it. I'm like, oh, God, here she goes. Dear God, she's going to say it, man, every friggin' time, just in case. Nobody's told you they love you today. I love you. All right, guys, thank you.
Let's give Michael another round of applause, huh?